Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 28.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it.
The name of my lesson is called Jesus' Redeeming Power versus the Power of the Devil. I just want you all to know it's good to be back here amongst my family. I like to call you my family because you are my family. Amen. And I have nothing but love and admiration for all you are. Over the past 5 years, I've been taking a diary about what's going on in our society. And it's kind of disturbing to me. And I realize now in our society, there's a lot of evil going on. And I want to read something to you that I noticed that happened 3 or 4 years ago. And it was in Cleveland, Ohio. A young man who was 12 years old, he got killed in Cleveland because the cops said that he was a threat to society. But he really wasn't. He was just playing cops and robbers. And they killed him. That was kind of disturbing to me because how many times did we play cops and robbers and Batman and Robin and superheroes and pretend that we'll shoot somebody and shoot back? All of us did that. I know we was grown up, we always played Batman and Robin and good guy, bad guy. But they killed this young man in Cleveland. And that was a concern of mine because he died innocently. And then I want you all to pay attention to this, especially my young ladies. This is all the things I've been taking a diary of in the past 5 years. There was a song called The B Word, Better Have My Money. And that was by Rihanna. Now, this is Youth Sunday, so I want to educate my young people. My beautiful young ladies, my beautiful queens, and my beautiful princess, don't ever let no one use the B word as an honor and a glory to your dignity and your character. My ladies are not a B word. If you're going to use the B word, say beautiful. You can even say bow legs, but we are not the B word. Amen. We need to have some dignity. And what people are doing today is, you look at Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the B word is being used like if I tell my wife she's classy. There's nothing classy about using the B word. Nothing. I have 5 daughters. And I don't want them to get married, but if they decide to get married. And when they ask me, would I give my kids away? I'll give them away. But if I find out that man is disrespecting my daughter, then I'm going to interfere. I'll say that again. I'll give my 5 daughters away. But if I find out that man is talking about my daughters and using the B word to describe them, then Brother Greg's going to have a problem with you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Fathers, how many fathers have daughters? Raise your hand. How you want these men to treat your daughters? With class and dignity, respect, amen. Call them boo-boo, amen. We have to start teaching our young men the fact that when our young ladies in our youth group are in your face, you treat them with love and respect, amen. Or else. So that concerned me. And that was a song by Rihanna. Well, Rihanna don't have to. One day, Rihanna's probably going to have a baby. And it's probably going to be a little girl. Will you want your girl to be referred to that? In Detroit, they built a statue of a devil, which was a half woman and half goat. And they showed people worshiping the devil. Lord, have mercy. We are living in some troubling times. Worshiping the devil. Number 4, This is kind of funny. I'm going to relate to my younger generation. Drake got a song called God's Plan. Y'all seen that video? One thing I do love about that video is he's at least giving credit to God. Now, I don't know Drake's spiritual background. I don't know what Drake does. But I guess he went to Miami and he gave over $1 million. I thought that was beautiful. Amen. I think anytime you are successful financially, you should give back. And the fact that he put God's plan, I thought that was wonderful. God's plan. And then number five, come here, Isaiah. I'm going to be using a lot of my young people as an example. Give Isaiah a hand. Number five was disturbing because you know there was a shooting in Sacramento, California. I think his name is Stephon Clark. And they said he had a gun on him and come to find out he had a cell phone. We are living in some troubling times. And it bothers me to see that a young black man continue to get killed and shoot for no reason. But you know how you get rid of a lot of this hate? You get it with love. You don't seek revenge. And I know it's hard when people kill your loved ones for no reason. You seek it with love. So what I did 2 weeks ago, I talked to my kids. I said, how do you all feel about all the negative and all the devilment that's going on in your society? The killing, the stereotypes. How do you feel? And I feel I'll let this young man answer that.
Gives me a lack of security knowing that someone in my community or a young black man was shot who was defenseless, he was innocent, and he was just killed in his backyard.
It's real, ain't it? It's real. It's real. You know, being the youth minister, one thing I want to try to get to my young men is to let them know that life is serious. And if we don't stick together, not as a race, but as a human race, and learn how to deal with the devil, we're all going to self-destruct. These young men are getting shot for no reason at all. I've been, believe it or not, I've been in a few situations where the police have stopped me, and they told me I look like a wanted drug dealer. That was real talk. And I almost got my wife killed because my wife was so mad at them because my wife says he's never done drugs. He never sold drugs. It's real out here. And so the hip, my class, my young men told me, they said they're concerned. They scared. They don't know what to do. So I'm talking to my church family to say, we got to help our young generation now. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaiah. And then number six, before I have you turn your Bibles, and this almost touched my heart. A six-year-old boy was killed because he was trying to save his sister from being raped from his mother's boyfriend. There's a battle going on in our life, you are. And all we need is a lot of prayer. I want you to turn your Bibles. Turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 8. I'm sorry. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9. First Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9.
Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world.
We all going through it. You know one thing I give the devil credit is he's not racist, but he teaches us to be racist. You ever notice that? He's not racist. Whether you're black, white, poor, rich, tall, skinny. He don't care. Rich. He's not racist. He's out to devour. He's out to conquer. He's out to have all of us go against each other. Amen. He's out to have my mother go against her son. Son against mother. Wife against husband. Sister against sister. Brother against brother. Church family against church family. Preachers against preachers. The devil's out to destroy our world. He don't care. He's sneaky. He's vicious. Right now we got Putin and Russia fighting against Trump. Who got the biggest bomb? Who cares? At the rate we are going, and I said this before, heaven will be a ghost town. I want to call up five young ladies. I get five young ladies. Sister Madison, come on up. My daughter, bless my mother. Denise Hamilton, come on. Give me two more beautiful young ladies. Y'all give them a hand. I want to show y'all something. Give me three more. Left. Come on, my youth. Come on, Sister Fleming's daughter. Come on, please. Y'all give him a hand again. Amen. I want to show you something. I was in New Jersey last week, and the Orpheus said it's good to be showed a lot of illustration. What happens in society, we'll have people in society say, Janice got a pretty hairstyle. I don't like her sneakers. I like blessed dress. Madison's too smart. What we do in society is we divide our young people. And that's why they don't have no unity. One thing I want us to do as a youth minister, I want to teach my young, beautiful ladies, because they're all beautiful. How about this? Beautiful, pretty, gorgeous, fine, and just outrageous, just beautiful again. Amen. Give them some good things to say. Stop comparing them and treating them like one is better than the other when it's not. They're all beautiful. Amen. That's why our young people struggle, because you divide them and you put one over another, and that doesn't make no sense. If one's great, they're all great. Amen. Amen. Stop dividing them. Well, Bobby Brown likes her. No. What they got to learn how to do is, when guys bring foolishness to you, say, get behind me, Satan. Amen. Come on. Amen. Look at them. Y'all stand. Amen. See how they smiling? I tell my daughter, Bless. Her name is Bless. But the devil want her to think she's less. Yeah. You take the B out, less. Yeah. Come on, family. Yeah. Janice Hamilton. Look at Flemings. Smile. I want them to have value. I want them to have worth. They don't need no man to survive. Amen. Get your education, go to school, listen to your parents, and be somebody. And then when they come to you, they say, you know what, sit down a little bit. You don't need no man. And one thing I want them to realize is, I wish I can go into their brains and show them some of the things that they're going to go through. Don't you wish you can do that? As a parent, we all want our kids to do good. Raise your hand. Come here, Truth. Come here. Truth, come on up here. Come here. I want all y'all to know, when they're under our leadership, me and Justin's and our youth workers, I'm going to treat them like they're my child. Right. Amen. Right. We're going to protect them. We're going to watch over them. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure your kids are groomed spiritually and physically. And we're going to make sure we do everything so when they come home, you can take them back home. Amen. Come on. Amen. Ain't that what I'm supposed to do as a youth minister? Right. I'm raising the youth group. Dior, Dolce. I realize I'm getting old now with Dior and Dolce. Those two little rascals are something. Look at them. light skin is prettier than dark. No, it's not. I think they all are beautiful.
Amen.
Y'all give them a hand. I tell them all the time, when we go on the trip, we family. We stick together. No one talks about us. We all, one suffer, we all suffer. One get blessed, we all get blessed. Amen. Don't I tell y'all that? Don't I tell y'all that? I want you all to see the seriousness of what our young people are going through. Amen. Amen. Teach them love. Teach them unity. Teach them togetherness.
Amen.
The devil don't want me to do this, though. He wants them to fight, argue, compare. I'm better. I'm better looking. He wants destruction.
Right.
Ain't you tired of that?
Amen.
Don't you get tired of hearing on the news, I'm stronger, I'm better. Beyonce's got more money. Cardi B can rap. Don't you get tired of that? How about Sister Carol Burnett can sing? Amen. How about start looking at Damani singing like Luther Vandross' nephew? Amen. And Kendrick and Brother Nate. And our preacher, forget T.D. Jakes, we got J.K. Hamilton. Come on. I love these ladies and all my youth. I love them all. And I want to see them win. And when they don't be in the classrooms and they sit up a certain way and they act a certain way, you don't need them. I want them to have class. Capital C-L-A-S-S-S-S. Class. Say it with me.
Class.
Say it again.
Class.
That's what we want. And if I'm wrong for wanting that for my youth group, then don't like me.
Amen.
We go, if it's bad, we praise it. You go on Facebook. And you see a guy that is a 12-year-old kid, graduate from Morehouse. He was 12 years old when he went in, and he came out at 16. He only gets 60 likes. But if you put a pair of Air Jordan sneakers on, it's 1 million likes. That's what's wrong with our world.
Right.
We don't stick together. We cliquish. We racist against each other. We don't love the human race. We need prayer. Y'all can sit down, ladies. Give them a hand. But that's the devil's side. But you want to know something, though? When you mess with God's people, now I want to show you the God side. I want to show you the bright side. I want to show you the good news. I want to show you how God knocks the devil out. Turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 16, verses 20. My young man, Isaiah, Elijah, y'all come up here. Thompson, I'm going to show y'all something, how God is so powerful. The Jesus redeeming power can outbox God any old way, any kind of way, how powerful he is. Man, listen to this. Now, I'm going to do something with these young men. Now, y'all don't get mad at us because I just want to show you how powerful God is before. Well, I'm almost done. We took the kids out on the island about 3 weeks ago. And I saw these young men now. This is what they was doing.
Hey. Now, I'm going to do a wood. I can laugh at you. I want to relate to my younger generation. I'll do it again. Come on, relate to him. So, listen to me. I want y'all to see, I gotta relate to the younger generation, amen.
Yeah, Brother Greg, I can still move now. That's all right. Now, read this scripture. Read this.
Romans 16.
Verses 20. I believe that's it. I can check my notes.
And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Listen to this. You know what they're saying, ladies and brothers and sisters? When God wants to knock out that devil, he stomps him out. Amen. So every time you get a temptation, y'all, show, this is what you do. Come on. Show him. That's what you do. So I'm a youth minister. I got to relate to the younger generation. You know? Boy, I'll be taking a long bath tonight. When he wants you to drink, you do what? He wants you to drink? He wants you to smoke? He wants you to argue? He wants you to be in gangs? Amen. Stomp him out. Stomp him out. Stomp him out. Stomp him out. Yeah. Now, don't be mad at me, because I'm just trying to relate to them. Amen. If you don't relate to them, they're not going to listen to you. But I still can. Well, no more. Is that all right, church? Is that all right? Stomp them out. You know what that means? God's victorious. Amen. We talked about how bad and vicious the devil is. Let's talk about the joyness of God. Amen. Let's talk about how powerful God is. When I was in New Jersey last weekend, I had a young lady come up to me and said, Brother Greg, I was doing drugs for 30 years. I got help, went to school, and guess what? Now she's a drug counselor.
All right. Amen.
Stop him out! On March the 24th, all our young people got together and gathered around the country, and it didn't matter whether it was black, white, Spanish, what color, and they did a march for gun violence. Our young people have a lot of power, and if we don't get it together, the millennials are coming. Y'all say the millennials are coming. They're going to change it for the better. Amen. 8 million people viewed that. And I tell our young people all the time, they have a lot of power.
Amen.
When you can get a march together in Washington, D.C., and over 200,000 young people, black, Martin Luther King's granddaughter, who was there, she's 9 years old. See, when you keep putting God first in your life, things are going to get better. Say, things are going to get better. It's going to get better. And every time you get that temptation, Thompson, you remember, you just, yeah, stomp them out. Celebrate God. And I want to tell you this. At my job at Nordstrom's, we hired a lot of black young men. And within 2 weeks, they said, Brother Greg, they called me Brother Greg on my job. They said, I need to speak to you. And I said, why? What's the problem? The customers are too racist. And they can't take it. And so they quit. Let me say this to my young people. Don't run from racism.
Amen. Amen.
Let me say that again. I'm going to go over here. Don't run from racism. Racism is going to be here until the world comes to an end. One thing I give my mother credit of, growing up in Boston, Massachusetts, it was a little tough for us. But my mother groomed me and my young brothers, Hamilton, and my brother Russell and Chris. She said, the way you beat racism is be spiritual, educated, have unity. And if you have those things, and then after, because a lot of times racism is just ignorant.
Amen.
People just assume you are bad because what they was taught.
Right.
But if you really sit down and get to know each other,
oh, yeah,
you see that we have the same thing
That's
in
right.
common.
Amen.
I love my race, but I also love and respect the human race.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So I told them, don't run. But I can understand the hurt and the pain they have gone through. And being 20 and 21 years old, it's kind of hard to to understand that. You know, I'm a father now with 6 beautiful kids and I got a great wife, but believe me, I remember I was called the N-word in the 80s, and I'm not going to tell you what I said back. It wasn't pretty, but I was 19 years old. So I wasn't groomed yet, Papa Gay. You know what I mean? I was struggling with some things in society. Y'all remember I talked to you about how a racist became my best friend? I don't know if y'all remember or not. What happened was, I told you this before, she told me she was a racist and she did not like black men because we all known for not taking care of our kids and selling drugs and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But she's also told me the fact that what made her change her mind about me is because of the fact that when I started working at my job, I knew my race was going to accept me. But what really made her understand that when the other races started liking me. See, we named our youth group View Changers. And because we named them that, because I want Mountain View youth be the standard of greatness. When people look at the Mountain View youth, I want them to look at, we struggle, we fight, we get knocked down, but we get back up. Amen. We fight, we argue, we get knocked down, but Tabitha, we get back up. See, me and you may have a disagreement every now and then, but baby girl, I got nothing but Wakanda love for you. Amen. I'm going to share this with you before we take it home. Almost a year ago, me and my wife have gotten, we wasn't on the same page. And I'm keeping it real with you. And she said she was thinking about getting up in the car and leaving me. The humanness in me said, go ahead. I talked to my brother Hamilton and I said, if that's the case, I will resign from the youth ministry and you will no longer see me again. Let me tell you how the devil would mess your head up. And I'm saying this not because I want you to know I'm not perfect. I'm fighting the devil. I'm struggling with the devil every now and then. And I said, bygones. But I get sick and tired of divorces and fathers not being in their kids' life. And I decided to put away my pride, suck it up, show my wife honor, respect, and hang in there. I get tired of losing. He knocked me out, but I got back up. And I say that to say this, I have nothing but honor and respect for Sister Candace Landrum. All right. I'm telling you this so you can understand it's a battle out there. We all struggle. And I wouldn't want to lose my baby girl for nothing. All right. I told her, we're going to ride and die together. Amen. We're going to ride and die together. We're going to stick through good times, bad times, all right times, great times, whatever. That's my wife. Because I don't want Dolce Armani, Dior, Bless, Shanice, and Naomi go fatherless again. Amen. The devil trying to knock me out. Black men, black fathers, I say it over and over again, let's take a stand. Yeah. We gotta take a stand. Yeah. It's time for us to take a stand. Let's help these single women out who are raising these boys by themselves. It's a struggle. Yeah. It's hard to raise young black men by themselves. Stand with them. Pop them up. We have a great youth group. Amen. I love these kids. They fight, they argue, but we have a great Caleb stand up. Caleb. Great young man. All my young men stand up. All of them. Look at them. Pray for them. Help them. Support them. And stop talking about them. And my beautiful ladies, all my ladies stand up again. Y'all sit down, man. All my ladies, come on, come on. All my youth ladies. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Can I get Brother Jones and Brother Aaron to come up? Brother Joe Bennett, I always tell Joe, my favorite song is called Nothing Without Him. And the reason I love that song is I'm nothing without him. It keeps me humble. It keeps me focused. And it keeps me determined to fight the good fight. Amen. I may stray away sometimes. I may not always be a good husband, a good example, a good role model. But I'm going to keep getting back up. If you all can do me a favor, keep encouraging me, my family, our youth workers, because see, the devil doesn't like unity.
Amen.
And he'll have us youth workers, us youth, going against each other. You know, I was in class today while Sister Drinker was teaching the young people about the Bible Bowl. Sister Drinker is a beast. She's unbelievable. She's an unbelievable teacher. We need to give her a hand. Unbelievable. I'm so impressed with Sister Lynette. Man, she has so much class. See, let me tell you about unity. I can teach music, but Sister Lynette and Brother Joe can teach it better than me. I'm not afraid to say that. Amen. My gift is somewhere else. We have to learn. We both have pro and cons in this church. Now, I can sing better than Carol Burnett Hamilton, but that's no. I got nothing but love for her. But Lynette, Gerald, good gracious. Tabitha, your teaching and your singing ability, God bless you, my sister. Pinky, I had Pinky come up there and help our kids out. Thank you. Church family, thank you for your love and your support.
You.
Brother Jones, you're amazing, man. Brother Thompson, Sister Thompson, all you are, my church family. Family. But what we're going to do right now, Sister Amy Key and all the parents, Evans, Sister Hayes, where's she at? Where's Jeremiah's mother at? Where's she at? Jeremiah? Tell Jeremiah to come up here. I want Jeremiah. Jeremiah. What they're going to do now is we're going to do the invitation, but I'm going to do it a little different because these young men need to know how to do the invitation. Amen.